from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour. While New Jersey's two main candidates running to be governor don't share much common ground on some hot-button issues, Republican Jack Cettarelli and Democrat Mikey Sherrill were not at complete odds during last night's town hall-style debate when it comes to public health concerns like vaccines.
We are allowing children to get sick and, yes, die because we are not appropriately following medical research, vaccine protocol, and as governor of this state, I'm joining the Northeast group of governors that is going to ensure that we follow medical guidelines and keep our kids safe.
Cettarelli says the rise in viral cases of mumps and measles is very concerning to him.
I support the vaccine schedule with regard to measles, mumps, rubella, whooping cough, polio, on down the line. We've got to get above the threshold for herd immunity to keep our community safe.
The two traded barbs about President Donald Trump, New Jersey's energy crisis, education, and affordable housing. Three detectives killed in one of Pennsylvania's deadliest days for police officers this century are men who are missed for their humility, hard work, and willingness to help others. The detectives are being mourned as pillars of the Northern York County Regional Police Department, about 30 miles west of Lancaster. Police say the trio walked into an ambush set by a 24-year-old man who was wanted in a stalking case. This month, we are looking at the professionals thriving in the New Jersey film industry. Scott Levy is the founder of Eastern Effects. He says they were thrilled to watch Ben Affleck and Matt Damon filming their upcoming Netflix thriller called The Rip on site in their Kearney studios.
Type of military vehicle. There were two of them battling on the stage in front of an LED volume wall. And to have that kind of caliber of actor both on the stage at the same time, both in these scenes, we were humbled to have them working with us and in our facility. It was really amazing.
In addition to cutting edge tech at 10 Basin Studios in Kearney, Eastern Effects has its headquarters in Woodridge, which does brisk business in equipment rentals for New Jersey on-site shoots. Next week, we'll hear about what it takes to be a film and TV extra in New Jersey. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Should we brace for some rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We've kicked off a brand new week, and this time around, the forecast is not as clean and as beautiful as last week. Clouds, humidity, and raindrops are on the way, along with warm temperatures. We're well in the 70s this afternoon, and tonight we'll only drop into the 60s, lower 60s. Thanks to rising humidity, we'll see increasing clouds tonight. Tomorrow, clouds and some sun. Definitely warm with highs around 80. There is a chance for some late-day showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially to the north and west. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with some afternoon and evening showers possible, highs in the upper 70s. And then if I had to guess, Thursday is the best chance for rain. Looks like one or two waves of wet weather, could be some heavy stuff and rumbles of thunder along the way. Highs on Thursday, holding on the warm side near 80 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown, 71 degrees. Ewing, 73. Turnersville, 72. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.